And it's Tuesday morning, and I'm interested in what we're going to chat about today, because I want to get the inside track on what it's like running a family-based supermarket. So we've got Richard Walker on the phone. Morning, Richard.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. And Richard is the manager at Campbell's in Leyburn. That must be a heck of a job.
It is, yeah, but I love it. I've been working here for 30-plus years now. And,
wow.
I love it, yeah. It's a good job. You meet lots of people. It's very varied. And, it's just, you know, living in the Dales, working in the Dales. You can't beat it.
Absolutely. Now, before we get into some of the detail of running a place like that, I want to know what sort of the overall philosophy of the store is. What's its aims?
Yeah, so basically, Campbell's of Leyburn, it's an award-winning family-owned supermarket which has been in the same family since 1868, five generations now, which is, I think, quite exceptional in this day and age. We've got everything that you need for your daily shopping, plus a lot more. We've got two floors covering 11,000 square foot, I think it is.
I had no idea it was so big.
Sorry?
I had no idea the store was that big.
No, a lot of people don't. A lot of people,
that's
when they
first from the outside,
store,
isn't
they think
it?
It's a little family grocer's, which it was originally.
Yeah.
And it's just grown over the years, and now it's basically a TARDIS.
Wow, fantastic. So the idea is we're going to get a day in the life of Campbell. So I guess, does the day start with fresh produce arriving before you open?
For me personally, I open the store myself, so obviously I have the shop keys. And my day, well, yesterday, for example, I started just before 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And
what's your target opening time,
Richard? Yeah, so the store itself is open from 8 o'clock in the morning to the
customers. But you're in there quite early.
At night.
Yeah.
But obviously we get a lot of deliveries first thing in the morning. So yesterday we had a fruit and veg delivery, which we get from Leeds Wholesale Market on 6 days a week.
Right. So every day you're getting fresh fruit and veg. So it really is fresh.
It is, yeah, yeah. As I said, the deliveries, come in each day from various suppliers. I think yesterday I was doing the ordering for the week coming up. And I think when I last counted, I think I did 29 different orders.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's just stick with the early morning bit first. So what kind of things you get through there? So you've got fresh fruit and veg, obviously.
Yeah, fresh fruit and veg yesterday morning. We got a delivery from our chilled suppliers as well. So they bring, your everyday yogurts, butters, produce like that, eggs.
And
we
milk.
Get the freeze delivery as well, which comes on the same wagon.
Yeah.
So, that keeps us busy in the morning. And then, as I said, during the day, we get various deliveries from, artisan companies who sell, specialist products.
But I suppose you've got different lanes of products. I mean, just put it in my own mind. Because obviously you've got the stuff that's going to sell fast. So you've got your essentials like bread and milk and,
we do, yeah,
and stuff like that. And I presume those have to be replenished faster than the rest of the stuff.
They do, yeah. So obviously those sort of products come on a daily basis, whereas some of the other products, the more niche products, come on a weekly or even monthly basis.
Yeah.
We sort of cover everything you can think of in our store. So we've got, your everyday bread and eggs and milk, but then also we've got some exceptional niche products that you won't find in any other supermarket. And we specialise, and we've got our own butchery counter and own deli counter. So we specialise in selling local where we can. Then obviously our emporium is our wine and spirits department.
Well, I've heard about this from our local expert, Jonathan, who tells me there's an incredible selection of wine there.
Yeah, we have, on the last count, I think we've got over 2,000 different wines and 1,000 spirits at the moment, along with our beers, ales, ciders, everything you can think of alcoholic.
Fantastic. So let's go backwards a little bit again. You touched on ordering. That, to me, seems like an absolute nightmare area.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not alone in the shop for doing the ordering. I do the vast majority of it, but there's other staff as well who work here who do cover the other areas that I don't do. But
how do you judge it then? Because presumably You may know through, well, I presume you get sales information from the tills and stuff, do you? So you know what
you're doing. So we have a back office computer, which obviously keeps a stock of everything in the store.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just a case of, you know, going down each supplier and looking at what's sold in the previous week, looking what's, you know, been sold in the last few months. And then, but I tweak it, you know, just from experience.
I guess I guess you also need to know the seasons a bit, don't you?
Exactly, yeah. And that's the good thing about working where I do, being in control of these things. You know, we're independently owned, so everything that we order is done by ourselves. So we are in control. So if there's a special event happening or the weather's looking really good for the week, then obviously we can adjust it accordingly.
Well, the goose is getting fat, as they say.
Exactly.
So are you into that yet? Into your Christmas ordering?
Obviously, you know, coming up to the silly season, we call it. So November started yesterday. That's always a sign that, you know, Christmas is fast approaching.
Yeah.
So
how early do you start ordering Christmas stuff?
Yeah, so from our point of view, Christmas starts in sort of May, June time. The order books come through for those products.
Wow.
So we have to get the orders in because obviously, you know, the companies that we use.
You have to take a view on some of those stock items as far back as May.
Yeah, some of the items. In fact, my wife, Jane, who works in the store as well, she just done the Easter egg order for next year last week. So.
I presume by the time it actually comes to Christmas or Easter or whatever it is, you've had enough of it, haven't you?
You could say that, yeah, definitely, it does feel like that at times.
I wonder how many, you know, I'm fascinated by how many chocolate Santas you think you might buy in May or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's always a bit of a guessing game of how you know, what we expect to sell, but I think, you know, we've got plenty of years' experience in doing it, so hopefully we don't, you know, we judge it quite well.
Well, without going into too much detail or even numbers, I mean, you know, how would you judge a turnover of your store? Would you say it's, you know?
Well, obviously during the last, you know, 18 months with the pandemic and everything, we've been very, very lucky. We've been, you know, very busy throughout. We've had great support from our customers, both, you know, local and far, and we thank them for that, you know. So we know trade is good at the moment. We're very lucky.
Now, you mentioned that you have all sorts of things in the store. Out of your kind of like slightly, you know, left field items, what's your favourite?
What's my favourite?
Of your left field items, or your slightly different items, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm a big wine fan, so I'd have to say our range of wines. I think
that's a little broader than I was expecting as an answer. I thought you'd say a particular brand of honey, you know, honey ham or something like that, but not an entire wine section.
Well, I think, you know, I'm proud of the selection that we have. I think, you know, and the comments we get from the customers when they visit our store, you know, are fantastic, and that's what really, you know, makes me happy, and hopefully the customers go away happy after their experience of coming around the store. We like to think that it's a destination rather than just a mundane shopping trip.
Well, there you go. There's your sales pitch. Richard Walker from the lovely Campbell's up in Leyburn. Thanks ever so much for giving us a bit of an insight in how do you run a supermarket, because I've no idea. I mean, that boggles my brain. Thanks ever so much. Good to speak to you.
No problem. Thank you.